Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
A couple of days ago, we talked about this story. I found it quite entertaining. I think we picked it up on Monday's show. A former Florissant, Missouri police officer admitted to illegally searching the phones of 20 women during traffic stops, and he got nude photos. Now, Sue, when we were talking about this the other day, my wife pointed out, and I guess I should know that you do have the ability, like even on your, you have a communist phone, but I have an iPhone, and you can put into the search function in the pictures, you know, a word and it will come up.
Like, it will.
It's very good. That's, I guess, part of the AI, if you will. So this guy was taking these phones from traffic stops and, I guess, pulling nude photos off. It was all very fascinating. Well, he's going to prison now. But Brad Young is with us, 97.1 FM Talk Chief Legal Analyst, a partner with Harris, Young, and Kaiser. Hello, Brad. How are you this afternoon?
Mark, I'm doing great, sir. Thanks.
This is an interesting story. Now, my first word of advice for people, we'll see if the lawyer agrees here, is do not give your telephone to a cop ever.
Never.
Right.
Never. There's there's no circumstance.
No.
Now, listen, I have my insurance information on my phone. Probably most people. I also have a card in my glove box. But if a police officer wants my insurance info off of a card or wants yours off of your phone, rather, here's exactly what you do. You never, there are no circumstances, zero, where you give your phone to a police officer. What you do is you say, officer, I will hold up my phone with my insurance information so you can take a picture of it.
Right.
But you never release the phone because once you do, there's an issue about whether you are now consenting to have your phone searched. Now, in this instance with the Florissant cop, he was obviously doing it for illegal purposes. But you could even I could give you scenarios where the police officer could say the driver handed me their phone. I looked through it because I suspected X, Y, and Z, and then I found this other criminal activity.
Right.
Right. So you never give up your phone ever.
Yeah. And so this was weird. Like in this situation, I was sort of, you know, leading into the segment this way. He allegedly grabs the phones because he says he needs to confirm their insurance coverage and vehicle registration in one of the cases. Then he searches through the phones. They must have given him, you know, the passcode or the phone was open. And he looks through the photos and I guess maybe he puts the word nude in there and he finds images of some of these women who are nude. And he, in one instance, didn't even text message himself.
He did.
One of the pictures.
He's a genius.
He did.
Yeah.
It was a video. Actually, he texted himself a video.
So how many people, like, if you got 20 victims here, women that pull, how many did he try this with would be my question. Are you kidding me?
Correct. We have no idea. We only know of the 20 where this actually worked. We don't know of how many people he pulled over, looked through their phones, didn't find any nude photos, and then just gave it back to them. We have no way of knowing
yeah.
that.
Well, and so this issue about not handing the phones over, this is, you might remember, I think I spoke with you and popped off. I hate this, you know, this new law in Missouri because it's nanny state nonsense that says that a cop can pull you over simply for seeing you use your phone in your car. That's a bunch of nonsense.
Correct.
And if they
it
come
is.
Over and they say, well, how, was I texting? What was I doing? They're going to ask you questions. Don't give them your phone because they have no right to your phone. And, you know, if they want to get a warrant or something like that, that's fine. If they want to give you a ticket for something else, That's fine. But do not hand over that phone.
No.
I love my cops out there, right? But yeah, there are certain things that us civilians need to make sure that we're taken care of. And that would certainly be one of them right there. Not a chance in hell would I hand that over. Let's talk about the double tap a little bit. I'm going to visit with a couple of different people on this issue. This is the, you know, the case of the Venezuelan gunboat where this goes back a couple of months where it's, you know, blown out of the waters. There's allegedly two people that are still alive. Pete Hegseth is in the room when the strike is ordered. He's not in the room when the admiral involved here sort of orders a second strike, which is why they're calling it the double tap. Now, as I indicated at the beginning of the show, look, I don't know where you are on this. I heard you a little bit on our sister station talking about it, but you have guys out there like Rand Paul that says it's clearly illegal. Other legal experts say, no, you know, this is fine. This is within the rules of engagement. So where would you be on this particular issue?
Well, here's where I am. I'm just strictly looking at it legally because from a policy standpoint, I'm obviously all in favor of stopping drug runners from sending fentanyl to the United States. I mean, who could be in favor of sending fentanyl to the United States? So I have no problem with stopping the drug runners. The problem I have is twofold. First of all, under Article 12 of the First Geneva Convention and Article 16 of the Second Geneva Convention, it prohibits attacking shipwrecked persons who are, the term is, out of combat. You can't kill people who are hanging onto the boat trying to survive. And that's not just the Geneva Convention. That's been adopted into U.S. law under 18 U.S.C. 2441. So it's literally against federal law to do that double tap when the people hanging on the boat are out of the combat. That's the first issue I have. Second issue I have is this. Under our entire legal system, the military is not charged in any way with enforcing the law. In fact, the Posse Comitatus Act says the military cannot enforce the law. They're not police officers. So the only branch of the military that is allowed under our legal system to enforce the laws is the Coast Guard. And the Coast Guard has to follow police procedures. If they suspect there's a drug boat, they got to stop the boat. They can only fire if they're fired upon. They arrest the individuals if they're transporting drugs or bringing them in the U.S. They have to be arrested. So there's no part of U.S. law that allows the Air Force to shoot Hellfire missiles and blow up drug boats. That's the problem I have with it.
Well, all right. I want you to listen to this here. This is Jeb Rubenfeld with Mark Halpern on a podcast. He's a guy, professor at Yale. We'll get response here.
I would not say what make the argument you're making now, that it's fine to kill shipwrecked people who are floating in the water. That's going to lose. That's against the law. That's murder. What I would say is we weren't doing that. We were taking the boat out. We've all agreed that we're allowed, that the boat's a legitimate target. And we had to finish the job, take that boat out and sink all the fentanyl or whatever supposedly was on that boat. We're allowed to take a second shot at that boat. It's not a double tap at the guys. It's right. A double tap. It's not even a double tap.
So
second just, strike at the boat.
So just to clarify, if you were in like the Situation Room and you were the lawyer on call and they said there are two guys there, they're defenseless, mm-hmm. but the ship's still there and the mission's to get rid of that ship and the cargo. We're going to take out the ship. Those guys are going to die, but our purpose is to take out the ship and the cargo. You'd approve that?
That's essentially the decision that has already been made by those lawyers when they first say you can take out that ship with the 11 people on it. So I would ask if I'm a lawyer, I would ask very specifically, you're sure that the boat is still there and there's a reasonable chance it's got the cargo on it. And they say, yeah, the boat's still there. We can see it. The boat's there.
Yeah.
Then on the same grounds that I authorized, that I said it was legal to strike them in the first place, I would say, yeah, you can take a shot at that boat. That's right.
So, Brad, how would you respond to that? And by the way, the other thing that's really a component here is Admiral Frank Bradley, who has kind of got thrown under the bus in certain circumstances, certainly from the left. But what I hear about this guy is he's like one of the best in the military. He's buttoned up. He's got an incredible resume. And he would know exactly what the law is involving a strike
yes.
like this.
Well, the hypothetical in the interview you just played, if that's in fact what happened, then I agree that doing that second shot, the second missile or the second firing on the boat, if in fact the boat was still navigable, still had the fentanyl on board, and the boat was not disabled, taking that second shot would be fine. It would not violate the War Crimes Act. But at least as far as I know, I've read tons on this issue. We don't know one way or the other what the facts are. We don't know if the ship was in fact disabled or was not disabled. At least I have not seen any definite information on it. Right?
Well, and that's part of the problem here, because all I'd like to know is the truth, right?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. But my problem overall, even, you know, I laid it out with there's two legal issues. That still doesn't resolve the first legal issue, which is whether or not we can use the military to enforce the law. That's essentially what Trump is doing. And I just don't think that there is a legal authority to use the military to enforce drug laws. That's
well,
the problem I have overall.
No, I get that. And I've heard, but if he's what they're doing in order to justify that is they're declaring them terrorists, right?
Correct. And that's the question. If they're declared terrorists now, that's no different than when Obama would send drones over the Middle East attack terrorists with Hellfire missiles with drones, as long as they're defined as terrorists. And then if that goes to court, I'll tell you exactly what would happen. If those people are identified and categorized as terrorists, then the courts would say, listen, it's not up to the courts to define what terrorists are. That's a political question.
So where does that leave us then?
And I'll tell you exactly where that leaves us. That leaves us with the courts saying we can't decide this issue. And so Congress would have to pass a law defining what terrorism is. And this Congress is never going to pass that.
Yeah.
Okay. This Congress is never going to touch that issue. So where it becomes is if Trump classifies these people as terrorists, in essence, he can continue to do this. If that's the position, then I'm all in favor of it. You know, if we can classify them as terrorists, then yes, let's clean them up, get rid of them, and make sure they don't pollute our children in this country with fentanyl.
Brad Young, I have some other issues, but I'm up against the clock here. But I found this interesting this morning in the Wall Street Journal. I'm concerned with you, for you. I'm concerned for your
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price, so that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month, required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks. Busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Fashion, Brad. I deeply down in my heart, it said, say goodbye to the billable hour thanks to AI. With AI taking over their grunt work, lawyers and other professionals may have to charge for outcomes rather than time spent.
No.
He says no.
Not a problem, my friend.
You're getting around that, huh?
Not a problem. Listen, I'm using AI all the time with summarizing medical records in my law practice.
I bet it helps.
That's all
a lot.
I use it for.
Yeah.
It does help. And actually, to paraphrase some sales ads for maybe some car dealerships, you know, I use less time using AI and I pass the savings on to you.
Well, look at that. So, I like to hear that.
Yeah, so I don't see it as a problem.
Okay. Hey, thanks for jumping on here with me.
My pleasure, Mark.
We'll see you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.